Financing the energy transition and clean technologies is and has to be led by the private sector. But the public sector's role is critical in supporting and accelerating those efforts to meet the timeline that we're facing. This is not an artificial deadline. We need all hands on deck and rowing together to get there.
Welcome to Sustainability Leaders. I'm Michael Torrance, Chief Sustainability Officer at BMO. On this show, we will talk with leading sustainability practitioners from the corporate, investor, academic, and NGO communities to explore how this rapidly evolving field of sustainability is impacting global investment, business practices, and our world.
The views expressed here are those of the participants and not those of Bank of Montreal, its affiliates, or subsidiaries.
I'm Angela Adusi, Senior Advisor to BMO Climate Institute, and today I'm joined by Elizabeth Wolf, Senior Advisor at the United States Department of Energy's Loan Programs Office, or LPO for short. Elizabeth, welcome, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Angela.
To start, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about the DOE Loan Programs Office broadly and your specific area of focus within the LPO.
Sure. DOE LPO is a multi-hundred billion dollar lender and loan guarantor within the federal government. LPO provides a bridge to bankability for a wide variety of energy projects, including those deploying innovative technology, supported by a state or a tribe, or decarbonizing energy infrastructure. Within the LPO, I work within our outreach and business development team, where I coordinate our efforts to develop virtual power plants and state-supported projects.
This is really fascinating, and I imagine many listeners were not previously familiar with the concept of VPPs. So I would be curious to hear, what potential do VPPs have in the overall energy transition, and what role does the LPO anticipate taking on in supporting this emerging technology?
Sure. Well, if I had a dollar for every definition I've heard for virtual power plants, I would be rich. But virtual power plants are a part of a paradigm shift that's happening right now as part of the energy transition. Instead of relying solely on large, centralized baseload power generation, building more and more of it to meet increasing demand, the grid today is also making better use of distributed energy resources, or DERs. Today, we're adjusting and shifting the load dynamically in near real time to meet demand reliably and affordably, even when large-scale infrastructure cannot be built quickly enough. Enabled by technological advances in big data computing, machine learning, and artificial intelligence, as well as market developments such as FERC Order 2222, VPPs are already playing a critical role and have been credited with significant contributions to emergency reliability responses in places like California and other early adopters. LPO identified a number of priority technology areas, and VPPs are one of them. We already closed a $3 billion transaction with Sunnova, Project Hestia, that was recently recognized as the 2023 Asset-Backed Securitization Deal of the Year by International Financing Review. So we're excited about that. And we're hoping to announce more projects in the coming year.
Well, congrats. And it's really cool to see all this activity out of the Department of Energy. So now I want to zoom out for a moment. I know you've worked across both the public sector and the private sector in a variety of energy-related roles. Can you tell us a little bit about your view on the public sector programs and private capital providers working together to finance emerging technologies? Where have you seen notable success, and where could the financing ecosystem perhaps be doing better?
Well, in my role at the Loan Programs Office, and also in my previous work at the New York Green Bank, a state version of the Loan Programs Office, I've seen public funding catalyze and accelerate innovation, both technological and financial, needed to achieve our energy transition. Before I arrived here at LPO, the organization had already established itself funding the first utility-scale solar PV installations in the U.S., Tesla's first EV factory, and so many more. LPO can guarantee third-party loans and de-risk critical elements to enable the private sector to develop its own ability to support projects and graduate beyond the need for public support. The public sector has come a long way toward incorporating equity considerations in its underwriting since I began in this field, when greenhouse gas emissions was the new consideration beyond the prospect of repayment, which of course we all share as a concern across the private and the public sector. But the financing ecosystem could still do better in underwriting revenue streams related to energy savings and grid services, and underwriting projects involving portfolios with unrated or shorter term offtake in a more scalable way.
That's really great insight, Elizabeth, and I really appreciate your perspective on that. So to switch gears for a moment, March is Women's History Month, and though we've made great strides in encouraging equitable participation of women in the energy sector, we do still have a ways to go. So could you please reflect on your time in the industry with respect to gender representation?
Sure. Well, I mean, at LPO and DOE, it's easy. We see women leading at the highest levels in the public sector. I mean, Jennifer Granholm, is our fearless Secretary of Energy, is a good example. And she's not even the first female Secretary of Energy. Bill Clinton had appointed Hazel O'Leary back in the 90s. And closer to home in our own office, our Chief Operating Officer, Sheila Moynihan, and Chief Counsel, Becky Limmer, are just a few of the women in top leadership roles. And while many women are also leading in the private sector, like you yourself, Angela, of course, my experience has been that there's more work to be done to move beyond sort of outdated linear career trajectories and embrace the more flexible myriad paths to success that our newer cloud-based work style can enable.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Your perspective on this is just so valuable. And I'm sure I speak for many women when I say it's incredible to have leaders like you, Secretary Granholm, as well as the others you mentioned, to look up to in the industry. So, wrapping up, do you have any final thoughts to share regarding the public sector's role in financing emerging clean technologies?
Financing the energy transition and clean technologies is and has to be led by the private sector. But the public sector's role is critical in supporting and accelerating those efforts to meet the timeline that we're facing. This is not an artificial deadline. We need all hands on deck and rowing together to get there.
A great final message, and I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us.
Sure thing. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks for listening to Sustainability Leaders. This podcast is presented by BMO. You can find our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Press the follow button if you want to get notified when new episodes are published. We value your input, so please leave a rating, review, and any feedback that you might have, or visit us at BMO.com/sustainabilityleaders. Our show and resources are produced with support from BMO's marketing team and Puddle Creative. Until next time, thanks for listening and have a great week.
For BMO disclosures, please visit bmocm.com/podcast/disclaimer.